Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Hey, head over to 2775 Fondren. You'll get the best in modern contemporary furniture. It's Danish inspirations, modern contemporary furniture. This should be on your bucket list of modern contemporary furniture shopping. DanishInspirations.com. See the selection, the stressless line, the best in modern contemporary furniture presented by the great Dane himself, Jan Christensen, and DanishInspirations.com. All right, time now. He is Darwin Quintero of the Houston Dynamo. He has represented Colombia 11 times. Santos, Club America, the Houston Dynamo now after being in Minnesota. Here's my interview with Darwin. Darwin, what is your reaction to Houston getting the World Cup in 2026 as a host city?
Es muy, muy emocionante, ¿no? Saber de que la Copa del Mundo va a estar aquí, un evento tan importante, un evento que para nosotros los futbolistas y para mucha gente es muy especial. Entonces, contento porque la ciudad ya ha quedado entre las que va a coger partidos de la Copa del Mundo.
Glenn, this is significant. I think everybody recognizes the magnitude of this event, and not just to us as footballers. This is global to a lot of people. This event means a lot to them. And we're just thrilled that they chose to select a city like Houston, a city we call home, to make an impression here in 4 years to show what we bring to the table.
Darwin Quintero joining us here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. Darwin, you know as well as I do, there's so many Colombian soccer fans in Houston. It hurts me to think that Colombia is not in the World Cup. How do you feel about that, having represented them as a player?
Bastante triste, porque siempre quieres ver a tu país en la Copa del Mundo, siempre quieres que estén ahí, pero creo que esto va a servir de reflexión, va a servir de que se tiene que volver a muchas bases para que nuestra selección vuelva a estar en lo más alto. Creo que hay que prepararse bien para la Copa del Mundo del 2026.
Definitely sad in the sense that you always want your national team to be competing at the highest level. You always want to be represented at these type of events. But now it serves as an opportunity to reflect, to potentially go back to some of our roots and make sure that the basics, the fundamentals are being addressed. And that prepares the team to or for what's coming here in 2026 and will hopefully have a presence at that tournament as well.
Talking to Darwin Quintero, Houston Dynamo, really glad to have him on the program here tonight. Darwin, personally, what's different between this year and last year for you as a footballer? You just look like a happier guy. You seem to be enjoying the game more.
La verdad es mucha la diferencia, ¿no? Todo el mundo la ha notado y estoy disfrutando el momento, disfrutando de poder jugar, de poder estar en el campo, darle lo mejor al equipo y sabiendo de lo que pasó el año pasado. Todo el mundo se dio cuenta que era algo personal de la persona encargada en ese momento, más que cuestiones físicas, como él decía, ¿no? Entonces eso ya quedó en el pasado. Ya estamos en este torneo donde, gracias a Dios, se han dado las cosas y queremos seguirle dando lo mejor al equipo.
Definitely a big difference. I think everybody sees it. Everybody's mentioned it, that I'm just enjoying my time. I'm living in the moment. I definitely enjoy my time on the field and just being able to contribute to the group, contribute to the team. Now, in terms of what happened last year, I think it's pretty open, or I've been pretty open, and it's on the record in terms of just the differences, in terms of just my, you know, there was no issues or no fitness changes or anything in that light in terms of just being able to contribute to the team. So happy that in this season I'm able to fully contribute to the team and be out there and make a contribution week in and week out.
Darwin, do you prefer to start the game or do you prefer coming off the bench? What's your preference?
No, siempre prefiero empezar. Creo que el empezar un partido es muy distinto a entrar. Cuando entras, ya las pulsaciones, ya los jugadores están a otro ritmo y por ahí te cuesta bastante entrar en ese ritmo, ¿no? Mientras que si inicias, estás empezando de cero, igual que todos. Y siempre ese estar en el 11 es más motivante y más gratificante que por ahí entrar en el segundo tiempo.
Glenn, I definitely have to say I prefer being a starter just due to the fact that you're at the same rhythm with the players on the field. You grow in the game with the players on the field. You can definitely make an impact when you come on in the second half, but you have to adjust to the rhythm, adjust to the flow of the game at a different pace. So I think overall, I prefer being a starter. And then overall, just looking at kind of what comes with that, I mean, it definitely motivates you to see your name on the starting sheet and kind of navigating the game from the get-go.
Now, for instance, you changed the game in Orlando City. I don't think there was any question when you came in the second half. When you come into that game in Orlando City, can you see that maybe Orlando City's fatiguing, the game has maybe slowed down slightly? Can you see those things, and does that motivate you?
Por ahí, más que cansados, los compañeros me dijeron los espacios que había, ¿no? Que habían en el primer tiempo, que los encontrara y se pudieron encontrar. Por ahí no se pudo sacar el resultado, pero me di cuenta la cantidad de espacio que tenía para jugar, la cantidad de espacio que había para crear, y es en una posición donde yo la conozco, donde sé que si me muevo de tal forma voy a encontrar espacio y tiempo para poner buenos balones. Entonces, bueno, nunca voy a estar contento por no ser inicialista, pero siempre trato de que cuando me toque dar lo mejor de mí.
And I think one thing that in that game specifically, my teammates were able to help me identify some of the spaces that were open. Communication was great in terms of just when I was able to go in there. Then I saw some of those spaces from the bench and then on the field itself. And I was in a very familiar role, able to kind of dictate the pace of the game and contribute and make sure that I was putting my teammates in the best position possible. Now, that's not to say that going into the last question that things change in terms of coming off the bench. I still want to be a starter from the get-go.
Darwin, do you consider yourself, and this is a very interesting question for me, I think I know the answer, but I have to ask you the question because you're the person that's most important here. Do you consider yourself a 90-minute player?
No sé si para los 90 minutos, porque el juego te determina, ¿no? Cuánto desgaste tienes. Pero trabajo para eso, para estar los 90 minutos, para dar lo mejor hasta que ya no pueda. Hoy por hoy no he terminado un partido 90 minutos y por ahí es la gran duda, ¿no? De que se pueda, pero trabajo para eso, estoy físicamente bien, estoy trabajando de la mejor manera y siempre aportar, ¿no? Conozco mi cuerpo y sé hasta dónde pueda dar.
Glenn, that's definitely the goal. I think it's pretty easy to find that I so far have not finished a game a full 90 minutes. And I mean, these games just take such a toll on you. But overall, in the preparation for each match, it doesn't change. And my approach doesn't change either in terms of just wanting to give everything I can for the team, giving everything I can on the field. And these matches definitely take a toll in terms of just what it requires from you. So I definitely understand where that question comes from. And I think that's something that a lot of us have to navigate. But at this point, overall, I mean, that's definitely the goal in terms of just trying to get to that level and making sure that I'm efficient and contribute during that stretch.
He's Houston Dynamo midfielder Darwin Quintero leading the team with 5 goals this year, along with Sebas Ferreira. Darwin, with the substitution rule now and the 5 changes, how does that change attacking players' outlook on the game? Because now it's pretty obvious, you know, we're asking attackers to really push it for 60 minutes, 65 minutes, and then maybe we make a change. Is that changing the game at all to you?
Por ahí nunca quiere salir en ese periodo, es donde el partido se pone por ahí más interesante, pero siempre respetuoso de las decisiones del técnico. Ellos ven otra cosa, por ahí sienten que uno ya entregó todo, pero la verdad es que siempre quieres ir hasta el final. No estás conforme por ahí con salir en el minuto 60, porque trabajas para 90 siempre. Pero, como lo digo, hay que ser respetuoso de lo que ven los técnicos, de lo que deciden en el momento, y esperemos seguir trabajando y seguir aportando lo mejor.
as a player, that's a situation that's a little tricky just because you never want to leave that early in the game. That's probably where the game gets the most interesting. But I mean, we see something different on the field than maybe the coaching staff does. And, you know, we respect their decision. We know that they're trying to help the team and put the team in the best spot to win. So, we change with what they ask us to do. Now, overall, I mean, the goal and how we prepare is to definitely play all 90 minutes. So no one ever really wants to leave at the 60th minute just because there's so much game left. And there's definitely those last minutes where you want to kind of squeeze out everything you can.
Darwin Quintero joining us here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Darwin, what's the team missing in the final third? Because Paulo Nagamura has really identified that as an area that has to improve in the second half of the season. What's missing to score more goals?
Por ahí el último pase, ¿no? Creo que nos está faltando un poco esa comunicación, ese llegar y tirar un buen centro. O también nos hemos encontrado en partidos donde no hemos definido bien frente al marco. Lo importante en todo esto es que se están creando situaciones, el equipo está llegando, estamos poniéndonos frente al arco. Si nos damos cuenta, en el partido pasado Memo tuvo una muy clara, Sebastián, Thor. Entonces creo que en el momento de que puedan entrar esas, vamos a estar más tranquilos, ¿no? Entonces hay que seguir por ese camino de crear jugadas, de crear peligro, y esperemos que pronto se nos abra la portería.
I think when you look at it, it could depend on the game, but I think overall, when you look at it, it probably is the last touch, whether it's finishing in some games or the service in others. I think there's, you know, we've had our fair share of opportunities, and on the bright side, I'm glad that we're creating chances, that we're putting players in a position to where, they just need to either make that final or get that final touch for a cross, or get a final touch to put in the back of the net. A variety of my teammates have had their fair share of chances as well. You look at some of the opportunities Memo, Thor, and others have had in terms of just being able to, you know, either force a save or put the goalkeeper to work. So it varies on the game, but I think overall, if I were to just summarize what it is, it would definitely be just that last touch would be the final thing missing.
All right, Darwin, put on your coaching hat. How is Hector Herrera going to help the attack of the team? How do you see Hector helping this team get forward and make a difference when it comes to the final third?
Bueno, es un jugador que tiene muy buena visión, que tiene muy buen pie, y creo que eso también nos va a ayudar para sacar el balón limpio, para que encuentra muy bien los espacios para los volantes más adelantados. Lo he visto jugar mucho tiempo en la selección y tira muy buenos pases filtrados. Entonces, creo que va a llegar a complementar todo lo que tenemos.
He's got a great vision, Glenn. I think he's somebody who could switch the game on a dime, and then he's just going to play such a key role in where the attack will go in terms of just how he distributes the ball. I think overall, when I've seen him play, I mean, you see the way he's able to break lines and just kind of get behind the defense and put his teammates in a good position. So he'll definitely bring a lot to complement the current players on the roster.
Darwin Quintero joining us here tonight. So Chicago comes in with Shaqiri, and I know you're very aware of Shaqiri and him playing for the Swiss national team and in Europe. What do you know about Shaqiri? What do you know about the Chicago Fire?
Por ahí sé que han cambiado de técnico. No les ha ido muy bien al inicio del torneo. Ya todos conocemos a Shaqiri. Es un jugador de clase mundial, pero pues un equipo no lo compone solo un jugador, ¿no? Creo que venir a Houston después de estar todo el tiempo jugando en Europa va a ser un poco difícil por el clima. Entonces hay que aprovechar, hay que saber de que toca presionarlo porque tiene muy buena calidad y esos jugadores siempre marcan una diferencia.
Chicago had a difficult opening here with the regular season. I mean, they've kind of gone through a leadership change. And as far as Shaqiri, I mean, world-class player, right? We've all seen what he's been able to do. He's adjusting to the league. He's going to come to Houston, and it's going to be a completely different environment. We have to take advantage of that he's not used to our heat, just this general setup. So looking forward to a good game and one in where we expect them to be a well-prepared team. But we definitely need to capitalize on those advantages that we bring to the table here on Saturday.
Darwin, last one, I forgot to ask you this when we were talking about the World Cup. At what age were you first fully aware of how big the World Cup was and what it meant globally in the sport?
Hoy por hoy hay jugadores de clase mundial que van a estar. Para mí, las selecciones como Argentina, Brasil, Francia, España, hoy por hoy tienen un alto porcentaje de ganar, ¿no? Me quedo con jugadores como Messi, Neymar, Mbappé, que vienen haciendo las cosas bien.
Algo para agregar, ¿a qué edad supo usted que la Copa Mundial fue un evento de talla mundial?
En el Mundial del 94, por ahí empecé a escuchar del Mundial, que fue cuando Colombia le gana a Argentina el 5-0, creo que para esas eliminatorias, pero ya lo empecé a vivir en Francia 98, creo que fue, que todo el mundo salía a las calles a celebrar después de los partidos de Colombia.
When I look at the qualification cycle for the 94 World Cup, I mean, certain games come to mind, like when Colombia beat Argentina 5-0, then you have the tournament in itself. But I think the first time I was able to really grasp what it meant was definitely in 98. I mean, you had people going into the streets, celebrating and watching the games in community. Then you kind of fast forward to what it is now. I mean, I think some of the usual suspects probably in contention for winning it. When you look at some of the players some of the marquee players in certain national teams like Messi and Mbappe. So overall, when I look back at when I started to fully get an idea of what it meant, it definitely started in 94 and solidified in 98.
Darwin, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck against the Chicago Fire. We're looking forward to this game.
Gracias.
So that was a highly talented Darwin Quintero. I want to remind you right now about something really, really important, close to our heart. Get over to LamontBrands.com. You get your Soccer Matters t-shirt there. All the proceeds go to the Snowdrop Foundation, a 501c charity that provides scholarships to cancer patients, awareness and fundraising. This shows a platform, obviously, and has been for years, for spreading pediatric cancer awareness. LamontBrands.com. Get that Soccer Matters t-shirt, wear it proudly, and know that all the proceeds go to the Snowdrop Foundation. All right, stay with us. We have more to come. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.